This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciative and listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. The midday show, 10A to 2P, Odyssey app on your radio, 94 WIP. Of course, live on YouTube as well. We appreciate tons of extra listeners yesterday and viewers to be expected. You know, day after a huge playoff game, people checking in. Hopefully, everyone sticks with us through what should be a really fascinating Eagles offseason as they try to piece together what they have as definites, where they need to improve and get back on the track to go win a Super Bowl again next year. So we got a lot to unpack, and we await decision on Kevin Petullo. We'll await to figure out if the Eagles are going to keep or move on from their offensive coordinator. Large expectation is they're going to move on. Howie and Nick will speak at some point this week. So a lot to unpack here with the Philadelphia Eagles after a devastating loss. I mean, it's the biggest in terms of point spread. They haven't lost a game in the postseason favored by that many points in 45 years. 45 years. I mean, just think about that. As much as, and I'm not trying to say yesterday, 2 days ago, Sunday was worse than the Bucks loss in 02 or the Panthers lost in 02. I'm not trying to say that, or, you know, even the Chiefs Super Bowl. I'm not trying to talk about emotion or what's on the line, or I'm just talking about in terms of expectation in the market for them to win the game by margin. And to lose like they did outright is just devastating, a devastating loss. And what's standing out to me, and it really happened throughout the entire season, this is not brand new, but now that it's culminated in a home playoff loss, we are 1,000% in my mind as a fan base. And I generally expect the Eagles franchise to do the same. We are completely scapegoating Kevin Petullo. Look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you Kevin Petullo is anything special at offensive coordinator. Not yet, not now. I mean, certainly, we'll see where the guy's career goes. He's a young coach still in the NFL. But not now, obviously not. That's nothing that we've seen enough to know that. To know right now, he's not special. He's a young coach trying to find his way. But that's what the Eagles knew when they hired him a year ago. There was no grand, you know, illusions that he was polished and ready to go. He was a young coach that had been a pass game coordinator trying to find his way to become a play caller with the crucible of Philadelphia and the crucible of expectations over him. We knew that. The Eagles knew that the minute they hired the guy and certainly elevated him last year over what should have been a more complete search. I acknowledge that then. I think we all realize that now. They didn't do a complete search post Super Bowl. They rested on their laurels and they got bit for it. But whether or not you think he should be fired, should have been fired yesterday, or however you come down on Kevin Petullo, the truth of the matter is this. Kevin Petullo is being scapegoated and is being blamed exceedingly. Like, if there's a pie of blame, the amount that I'm watching Kevin Petullo get from the fan base is way bigger than I think what actually is deserved based on what happened on the field this year. Let me just lay this out, and then we'll get to the particular game on Sunday. If you had told me before the season, I don't care if it's Kevin Petullo or Bill Walsh calling the plays. If you had told me before the season that Jordan Mailata's play would decline, Landon Dickerson would, coming off of an injury last year, would get hurt in training camp, Cam Jurgens would not be the same physically off of his back surgery last year, there'd be a drop-off at the right guard production from what Mekhi Becton, a first-round pick in the NFL draft, was last year versus Tyler Steen, a third-round pick, was this year. Lane Johnson would miss basically half the season, right? In and out of a lot of games and then gone from the end of November on. If you told me just that off the jump, Joe, what happens to the Eagles' offense? Doesn't matter who's calling the plays. What happens? I'd say, well, they're worse. They're obviously not going to be as good. Their strength is their offensive line, and it wasn't as good. Okay, so we acknowledge that. And then you say, Joe, Saquon Barkley, okay, he lost a little bit of a step. Not quite the same guy. Okay, so Saquon, not quite the same. The offensive line clearly banged up. So the run game, you know, with all that, not going to be even the stratosphere it was last year, right? Okay, let's go to the pass game. And we have a quarterback who, when asked over the course of his career to be a more drop-back passer, right, to throw the football 30-plus times, it has not gone well. He has been a guy that his wheelhouse, and the wheelhouse to win with Jalen Hurts, is a manageable 25 attempts. You start getting over that 30 mark, and it's going to go bad because he gets exposed the more he has to throw. The more defensive coordinators see him throw, the more defenses could jump his routes, the more he's not going to be the same guy. Okay, so the run game's just not as effective. It's just not as effective. They can't run the ball the way they used to. Okay, so we acknowledge that. Jalen Hurts is going to have to throw more. That's not great. A.J. Brown would miss time and look, with the eye test, to have dropped a little bit physically from the prime guy he was a few years ago. Right? So all this stuff is accurate. All this stuff you tell me is going to happen. What do you think happens to the offense? Forget who the hell's calling the plays. Forget if they're hitch routes or slants or whatever. What's going to happen to the offense? Well, I think you'd say it's not going to be as good. And then let me add one last thing in. Jalen Hurts, it would come out, apparently doesn't want to run as much anymore. Reports say he told the offense he doesn't want to run anymore. And his design runs, which has always been an effective part of the offense, opening up the passing game and picking up easy first downs, eliminated. So you say Kevin Petullo's got all this talent. Kevin Petullo's got the great offense. How does he not figure it out? And yet all that stuff mitigates that great offense. I don't think this was an easy offense to coordinate this season. I really do not. I think it was a complicated offense to coordinate. I think you have to throw in some weather games. I'm not trying to make excuses here, and I'm not saying the Eagles can't find an improvement off of Kevin Petullo. Look at the marketplace right now when it comes to offensive minds out there. They very likely should, could, and will find a new offensive coordinator. I acknowledge it. But when all of this blame goes on Kevin Petullo, it feels like the man behind the curtain saying, look over here. Don't look over there. Look over here. No, don't look here. Don't look at the players that are either injured, banged up, declining, or not what we thought. Look over here. Look at the guy calling the plays. It's all his fault. Really? Let's go to the game on Sunday. Because I'm fired up about this stuff, man.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, fast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
Let's go to the game on Sunday where the Eagles had an opportunity to go win the football game and they failed and their players failed. I talked about it yesterday. I wrote about it on my newsletter. I can't stop thinking about the final four plays of the Eagles season. As much that went wrong during the course of that football game, there was an opportunity to change the conversation. There was an opportunity to punch their ticket to the division around. They needed a touchdown. It was first and goal, ball just above the 20, actually, first and 10, ball just above the 20-yard line, 1:28 to go, three timeouts. I mean, you couldn't set up a more perfect situation. It is enough field. It is enough time. It is enough timeouts. You have everything at your disposal. There is no rush that you control it to the point where you can even try to manipulate. If you get the first down and you have first to goal within the 10 somewhere, you could try to manipulate clock, force them to take timeouts, force them on their heels, and punch the game-winning touchdown in with very little time for them to operate to try to go get a game-winning field goal, especially when you factor in the wind and how difficult it would be for Pinheiro on the other side to kick a very long field goal. It was everything you could have wanted. The drive to that point, other than an AJ drop, had done its job. It had gotten people open. Devontae made big catches. Goddard made big catches. And away they went. Jalen was quick, smart, efficient. Boom. Good drive down the field to get them to the 20. But then the field condensed and the Eagles blew it. They blew it. And I go specifically to the players. And this time I go specifically to the quarterback. Specifically. To where Jalen Hurts had four downs to put his team in position and win the football game. And I'd argue he saved his worst for last. That was his worst football of the day on those four plays. Let's go to play number one. First and 10, just above the 20. Jalen Hurts takes off as the Niners drop into his zone coverage and they're deep dropping. And Jalen, although he's got plenty of time and protection in the pocket, sees an opening in the middle of the field to run. I don't think he would have picked up all 11, but I think if he had been able to escape through the line, he probably gets 6 or 7 or 8, and gets himself and gets the Eagles a very manageable second down to put themselves in position to pick up the first and give themselves a real shot at the end zone. So he tries, but he's tripped up. Jalen Hurts this year as a runner has been far less effective than he's been in the past. You saw it on Sunday where he only ran for 14 yards. Brock Purdy outrushed him. He doesn't have the burst he once did. He doesn't have the agility he once did. I don't know why everyone is shocked by this. Jalen Hurts, if you go through his career from Alabama to Oklahoma to the Philadelphia Eagles, is bordering on probably not that far from 2,000 carries, maybe 1,600 carries. I'll have to do the updated math on it now that the season is concluded, but it's a lot. He's run the ball a lot. When running backs get to that number of carries, we say they're cooked as runners. I wouldn't be surprised if Jalen Hurts is close to cooked as a runner. So he got tripped up. He's not as quick. All right. Loss of one, and it is second and 11. This is the play that the next two plays will keep me up at night. Second and 11, clean pocket, pointed out by Tom Brady in the broadcast. Jalen Hurts bails the clean pocket, rolls right, throws the ball out of bounds. You cannot, under any circumstances, waste a down at this critical juncture of the game. You cannot do it under any circumstances. And Jalen Hurts wasted a down. He threw the football out of bounds. Out of bounds. Give a guy a shot. Give a guy a shot. Find somebody. Make a play. Maybe you'll get an illegal contact, an interference. You cannot waste a down on second and 11 with the season on the line. I can't get that out of my head. I can't do it, man. It's brutal. Is that Kevin Petullo or is that the players? Is that the player? Third and 11. 2x2 set. Motion to a 3x1. Devontae Smith wide open on the post. Jalen sails the football. Incomplete. Devontae jumped out of his shoes to catch it. Would have been an all-time Eagles catch if he did. It's a bad throw. It's a bad throw. Is that Kevin Petullo? Was Devontae Smith not wide open? I mean, Petullo can't go take the ball from Hurts and hand it to Devontae Smith. They've got to make the play. And the players didn't make the plays. Make the play. Like, we're screaming about, like, we're just missing this. We're screaming about an offensive coordinator. The play is there. It's Petullo's call. He gets the guy open. If it's Shanahan on the other side calling the same play, we're like, wow, look at Kyle Shanahan. Got his receiver wide open. Purdy hit him. Boom. System quarterback. No. Player's got to make the plays. The call's got to be the call, but the player's got to make the plays. And Jalen Hurts didn't make the play. And then the fourth down, which we could argue to a blue in the face on that's not good enough play call for Verts. What's the play call on fourth and 11? I mean, what is the play call there? You're in big trouble. You have the 11 yards they're going to give you in front. If you want to throw short, they're going to give it to you and they're going to gang tackle. And then behind you, you have the sidelines, and then you only have 20 yards behind you. You know, you can't call a shot play. The safeties don't have to respect anything over their heads because there is no over their heads. You have the back of the end zone as an extra defender. So you're boxed in there. You have to be precise. You have to be on time. You have to have a hell of an arm. Like, these are all the things that Jalen Hurts doesn't have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
He's not precise. He's not on time. And he doesn't have a hell of an arm. And his legs, if it was third and five, fourth and five, certainly it's realistic with his power and his legs and that he can make a play. They're not going to let him run for 11 yards on fourth down. I mean, it's not going to happen. So I go back to the players and I go back to the scapegoating of Petullo. Everyone wants someone's head on a stick. And the Eagles are probably going to give it to you. And they're probably going to give it to the city. But the real issue is the players were not as good this year, just across the board on offense. The players physically were not as good. They weren't as dynamic. They weren't as fast, weren't as strong. The quarterback regressed. And if you want to blame it all on the coordinator, knock yourself out. But my eyes don't lie. These players stunk it up. They stunk it up. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check that out there. We'll be live today, of course, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. A lot going on as we await a decision on Petullo. The press conference, which Howie will have at some point, I'm expecting this week, where the Eagles will kind of decompress and talk to us about the season that was, where they're going next. and set the stage for a critical offseason for the Philadelphia Eagles. Also, stay tuned for any breaking Bo Bichette news we get. We're on Bo Bichette and Kevin Petullo Watch on the Midday Show. Thank you so much for listening to WIP Daily.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.